Hello, this is a recording of Building Stories on Air from March 22nd. We hope you enjoy it.
Some beautiful music. So join us live next time so you can enjoy the musical break as well. Enjoy!
Good afternoon. This is Frederic. And I'm with the Wooden Fellows, and we welcome you to the fourth episode of Building Stories on Air. Whether you are listening on 103.5 or online at wcomfm.org, the Wooden Fellows and the hand behind them, me, Frederic, are so glad you're here. So if you remember, the goal with our show is to encourage anyone, no matter how young you are or how old you are, to unleash your imagination. So today, we have Wooden Fellow, Madame Rigolote, who is leading the way. Now, as you may remember, 2 weeks ago, it was Pierre Kiroul, our Wooden Fellow who connects us to nature. Last week, it was Petite Clotilde, our dreamer. And so this week, it is Madame Rigolote's turn. For the record, rigolo is a French word that many, many young French children use to say funny. Oh, bah ça, c'est trop rigolo. C'est trop rigolo. And so Madame Rigolote is all about joy and fun. So a little bit about her, so you can envision what she looks like from away, you know, from the comfort or of wherever you are listening. So she's about the same size as Pierre Kiroul and Petite Clotilde. So smaller than the smallest dinosaur, bigger than the biggest bug. And so if you want to know a little bit more precisely, she's about 1 or 2 hands tall, you know, depending on the size of your hand. So if you are one of the young children listening to us, you know, just put 2 hands and that's going to give you the size of our Wooden Fellows. She has green eyes and gray hair. You know, that kind of gray hair that comes with the wisdom of aging. And like all of the Wooden Fellows, she's made out of basswood, which is a light brown wood. Her clothes are always very colorful. She loves orange and red and yellow and blue and purple and green, and the more colors the better. And she has red glasses, so no wonder why she comes from the land that we call the land of 7 colors. Now, this show is about you all. So if you have any question about her, any questions about the story she's going to tell today, reach out anytime during the show by sending an email to Building Stories on Air, you know, the name of our show, buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And we also have a web page with buildingstoriesonair.com. So for the past 2 weeks, Madame Rigolote listened to first Pierre Kiroul, then Petite Clotilde, telling you all about their quest finding some pouilles. So pouilles are those whimsical creatures who love being included in stories. My turn, she said. So today, she'll tell us all about it. But as always, We'll have some music breaks throughout, so you can either invent your own story with us or reach out with questions or ideas by sending an email to, that's right, buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And we will remind you some tips to build a story. But right now, let's just establish contact. Okay, I'm going to put some music. Just say hi by sending an email. Welcome back to WCOM. Thank you for listening. We are in Carborough, North Carolina. You can listen to us at WCOM 103.5 or streaming worldwide at wcomfm.org. So again, this is Frederick, and I'm with Wooden Fellow Madame Rigolote today. And so before the break, Wooden Fellow Madame Rigolote and Pouy were gathered right next to the Ackland Museum sign in downtown Chapel Hill. But they had one big problem. They wanted to find some Pouy around, like Petite Clotilde and Pierre Kirol found last time. But before Madame Rigolote tells you all about her quest, she wanted to share something first. She wants to remind you that we all have imagination inside us. Yes, even you. Listening at large, thinking you don't. So some of us may be a little rusty, but it is there. And so the hardest part is simply to start. So today we are just going to encourage you to start with Once Upon a Time. Of course, there are plenty of different ways to start a story, but today, we are just going to start with Once Upon a Time. Then add one problem, one solution, one twist, and pass it along. So, for instance, once upon a time, there was a blue fish. One day, though, he turned purple. He was not blue anymore, just purple. But thank goodness, the following day, he was back to being blue. Just when all was fine, the next day, he woke up and he was green. What may happen next? My dear audience at large, what may happen next? That is all I got. See? You just need to start. Ready for another example? So once upon a time, two little otters were playing around. You know, like otters do from time to time. Just run around and... But then they saw a humongous dinosaur. But thank goodness, it was a very friendly one. And they all played around. You see, that's it. It does not have to be perfect. It's about being brave and being entertained and then just add details based on your favorite places or favorite things to do, or think about describing the landscape, the weather, the feelings of the character. Just unleash your imagination, okay? All right. Are you ready to go back to Madame Rigolote? So, this week, she actually didn't need to go look for Puy. Because by now, the word has gotten around and the Puy have been on their own quest to find the Wooden Fellows so they could all be part of the next story. So, as we mentioned before, Madame Rigolot just went back downtown Chapel Hill. If you remember, last week, we learned that some circles in Chapel Hill are actually gates that takes you to different lands. So there they were, right next to the museum, the Ackland Museum. And then Madame Rigolot heard, "Pick us! Pick us!" And so there were several little Puy jumping around, waiting to be part of another story. "All right," said Madame Rigolot, "come along. We don't need more Puy to be part of stories. What we need this week is more humans to build some with us." Now, dear story builders at large, if you needed to find some humans in Chapel Hill who would love to unleash their imagination, where would you go? So let's take a music break so you can share your thoughts, or you can start your own story with "Once Upon a Time," just one sentence. Or you can just let some giggles out, or simply enjoy "Dream" from the Cranberries. To WCOM, this is Frederick with the Wooden Fellows, building stories on air. So, before the break, Wooden Fellow Madame Rigolot were gathering right next to the Ackland Museum. And so Madame Rigolot was with some Puy. Remember, they are this little character who just love tagging along with the Wooden Fellows. They spread hope everywhere. And they had just found some Puy who couldn't wait to be part of a story. But the problem that they had this week was that they needed to find some humans. So why do you think they wanted to find some? What was their hope? Well, Madame Rigolot and the other Wooden Fellows do have a fair amount of imagination. But they love building stories with others. You know, stories are always richer, always more surprising, always more fun when more voices are part of them. And that is exactly what they were hoping for. So Madame Rigolot said, "I am actually not sure where to start. I come from the land of seven colors, where the inhabitants are the rigolos, and they are all around. But human beings? I know the human being, which is me, the one living in a petit refuge, but that's about it. I'm going to ask the other Wooden Fellows. Maybe they have some ideas where we can find some humans." "Pierre Quirole! Pierre Quirole! Come here! We're looking for humans. Do you know where we could find some?" Now, you remember Pierre Quirole? A Wooden Fellow who loves being outside? So he started thinking some more, with his big brown eyes, his earthstone knitted sweater, and his bare feet. He's always bare feet, except when there is some snow outside. But I think we are done with snow. Although you never know with North Carolina. So he thought for a while, and at some point he said, "Maybe you should start by looking for pipes. I always find all kinds of stuff. I'm pretty sure there must be some humans in some of them." Now, for the record, Pierre Kiol may have been a little biased, because who knows why, he loves pipes. But humans in pipes, I'm not sure about this. But Madame Rigolote said, "Pipes? Okay, all right then." So the Pouille and Madame Rigolote started walking on South Columbia, looking for open pipes in buildings or on sidewalks. They crawled into some of them. They found bugs. They found spiders. They found dirt. What else? All kinds of stuff. But no human could be found. "Darn," said Madame Rigolote. "We need another idea." So this time, she reached out to wooden fellow Maurice, one of the other wooden fellows, who was having a quiet time in the bag of the human being. Maurice, I need your help. Come out for a second, please. We're looking for humans. Do you know where we could find some?" Do you remember Maurice from our first episode? Although he was pretty quiet that day, but he's the one who reminds us that sadness is part of life and he enjoys being on his own. He has black hair, beautiful gray eyes, gray clothes. So slowly but surely, he came out of the bag, stretched his legs, stretched his arms, because the bag can be a little tight sometimes, even for the small little wooden fellows. And so he started thinking some more, and said, "Maybe you should start by looking for rocks. I always go to rocks when I have a problem. Who knows? You may find some humans on top of rocks." Now, for the record, Maurice may have been a little biased, because, as you may know, he loves rocks. Petite Clotilde actually talked about that last week, and how in the land of bumps and lumps, Maurice Land, the tout triste, you know, the inhabitant there, just love sitting peacefully on those dark, smooth rocks and look at the gray clouds. But Madame Rigolote said, "Rocks? Great! All right then." So the Pouille and the Bouille and Madame Rigolote walked and walked. Remember, they have some tiny legs. They don't move fast. But they walked all the way to the Arboretum on Raleigh Road, looking for rocks. And so they found some gray ones, some brown ones, small ones, bigger ones. They found bugs, they found spiders, they found dirt, but no humans could be found. All right, now, take a second. If your character tried something and it didn't work, how would they be feeling right now? They'd be a little frustrated or still hopeful? Ready to give up? Send us your thoughts at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com, and we'll be right back after our music break. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. You can listen to us live at WCOMFM.org as well. We hope you enjoy a song from Claude Nougaro, Toulouse. As you may have realized by now, this is episode 4, and we try to include some French music from time to time. The Wooden Fellows are very connected with their French roots. So before the break, Madame Rigolote and De Puy followed Pierre Kirol's idea to look for human in pipes, then Maurice's ideas to find humans on trail of rocks all across Chapel Hill. Alas, no human. "We need another idea," said Madame Rigolote. So she reached out to... Who do you think she reached out to? Our last wooden fellow, Petite Clotilde. "Petite Clotilde, Petite Clotilde, you are our last hope. We are looking for humans. Do you know where we could find them?" So here came Petite Clotilde, who was also in the bag, comfortably taking a nap. Do you remember Petite Clotilde from last week, with her large purple eyes and her purple hair and her purple / blue / pink tone clothes? Or dreamer. So she started thinking and thinking and thinking some more. But if you remember from last week, she gets distracted easily. So her thinking process took a little bit of time, but hey, there is no rush, right? Everyone has their own pace. But eventually she said, "I think you should start by looking at the clouds. I'm pretty sure there must be some human in the clouds." Now, for the record, Petite Clotilde may have been a little biased, because we know why she loves clouds. Because in the land of smooth and mellows, you know, her land, clouds are fluffy and pink, and some are edible, and you can just jump from one to another. And so, yes, clouds seem like a good idea for Petite Clotilde. And so Madame Rigolot said, "Clouds? All right, then." So De Puy and Madame Rigolote looked up at the sky. But remember where they were, right? They were at the arboretum, and so all the tall trees were kind of hiding the view. So here they were, walking around to find a clear view. And so they look some more to find some hills, you know, to have an even better view. But it was one of those beautiful spring day in North Carolina. You know, like this beautiful day with this beautiful Carolina blue skies. No clouds. They looked everywhere. You know, they looked up. They even looked for the cardinal who gave a lift to Pierre Kirol a couple of weeks ago. Remember that cardinal? But nope. They couldn't find any clouds, not even the tiniest one, none. Hence, no hope to find humans. "Can you believe it?" said Madame Rigolote. "No humans, no pipes." "I mean, we did find some pipes, but there were no humans in it. No humans in pipes, no humans on rocks, no humans in cloud, because there were no cloud. Where are those humans? Three tries, no humans. What would you do next? Give up? Try one more thing? Take a nap? Send us your ideas at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. We will be right back. Welcome back to WCOM 103.5. This is Frederick with Madame Rigolote, Building Stories on Air. So here we are. Madame Rigolote trying to find some humans to build stories with her, and despite all of her efforts, she still hasn't found any. That's it, said Madame Rigolote. I'm just going to lay down for a minute and think. So she lay down on the ground, right in the middle of a sidewalk on Franklin Street, with her eyes closed to better think and be more concentrated. She thought about all of her efforts today, her walk on South Columbia, exploring every single pipes down to the Arboretum, looking at every rocks and walking some more to find some open skies. And she sighed, opened her eyes, still laying on her back, which gave her a different perspective of her environment as she had to look up. And there they were, plenty of humans, young ones, not so young ones, everywhere she looked, passing by, sitting inside or outside. She even saw some running humans all around. She had forgotten that the hand behind her, you know, me, her human being, always crawls down to her level, to the level of the wooden fellows at the Petit Refuge. She just needed a different perspective. She just needed to look up. Have you ever found something you were looking for by simply changing the way you were looking? Madame Rigolote was so, so happy to have found humans, and so were the Pouilles. Hooray! Said Madame Rigolote. Part of a story, and we will have humans helping out Madame Rigolote to build it. So Madame Rigolote stood up, adjusted her orange scarf and red glasses, and started walking toward the subject of her quest, the human being. But then something happened. That's right, we cannot help it, right? We have to have a final twist before we close our story. So something happened. For the very first time, Madame Rigolote, the same Madame Rigolote who brings joy everywhere and spread love, and that same Madame Rigolote got intimidated. That's right, even speechless. She said, I think I need a moment, but I'll be right back. Grabbed something. You want to know what she grabbed, don't you? What did she grab? Well, you will have to come back next Sunday to find out, dear story builders. Meanwhile, what do you think she grabbed? What would give Madame Rigolote the courage to walk up to the humans? Send us your ideas. We are just one email away at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com, and we are going to wake up a little bit with Yellow Submarine from the Beatles, and we will be right back. And here we are, another Sunday, another adventure with the Wooden Fellows and the Puy and the Buoy. But before we go, let's just take a look back at what Madame Rigolote showed us today about building a story, which is the whole purpose of this show. Invite everyone to build stories. So first, she used familiar places for her. You know, like the community center 2 weeks ago for Pierre Kiroul. You know, she used Franklin Street, the Arboretum on Raleigh Road. So when you build stories, think about places you know, places you can picture, places your audience can connect to, or even have inside jokes. Second, she used some of the Wooden Fellows' special things, you know, like Pierre Kiroul loves pipes, Maurice loves rocks, Petite Clotilde loves clouds. So when you build a story, especially for a child, you know, think about what that child may like or don't like. What would make them giggle? And third, you know, you can always think about something that go wrong, you know, like a problem, an issue you want to solve. 2 weeks ago, it was the rose that was too high up. Last week, it was one of the buoy jumping in a circle. And this week, it was 3 tries and still no humans. What else would you like to add to our list? What additional details would you add on? But thank you. Thank you for building stories with us today. We'll see you next Sunday at 4, and who knows, maybe Madame Rigolote will finally meet her first human. Meanwhile, we are just one email away at buildingstoriesonair@gmail.com. And as always, we will close the show with Dave Brubeck and Take 5, which was my dad's favorite song. Enjoy your evening.